Hello, this is Pastor Manning, welcoming you to the Beacon of Hope podcast. Today, I'm finishing an eight-part series on the elements of God's economy. The first one was published on January 10th of 2023, and that one was stewardship. It was followed by one on meritocracy. And the third episode in the series was the avoidance of debt. The fourth is worship and honoring of God with our finances. The fifth is generosity. The sixth one was on savings. And the last one, number seven, was good bookkeeping, giving account of ourselves before the Lord. Then this last one is, I call it investing to guide the heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:19, "Be wise, my son, and guide thine heart in the way." Way too often it is intimated within our society, taught through common conversation, through music and different things, that we are to follow our heart, or that we can't help what happens with our heart. That's contrary to the Word of God, which says we are supposed to guide our heart. And one way that we guide our heart is by investing. We invest to guide our heart. The Bible says that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. And so if I want my heart to go towards something, and I make that choice as my mind, my intellect, my soul, my spirit is guided by the Word of God, and I want to have my heart towards something, I want my heart to have affection towards something, then I can invest, and by my investment, I will guide my heart in the way that it ought to go. I'll give you examples of what I'm talking about. My wife and I have been married 35 years, and I love my wife, and I want to continue to love my wife. I guess you could say if you've had 35 years of a good relationship and you've lived that long, you enjoy each other, that you always will, but I believe that human nature is such, my human nature, as well as anybody else's, is such that corruption can come into it. I can become cold-hearted towards things. All sorts of things can happen. And so what God's done in His goodness and mercy is He has allowed me ways to guide my heart towards my wife. Well, one way I do that is by investing in my wife, investing the time to listen when she talks, investing the time to think about her and her needs, investing by taking the time to actually think about the things she does, and my wife takes good care of me, and be appreciative of that. Actually investing in her, gifts, caring for her, making sure her car is well cared for and in good running order, getting her things, and making sure she has good quality of things. Making sure she has the ability to take care of her home the way she likes to and such. All these investments guide my heart because then I'm investing and treasuring my wife with that. My family's that way. My sons, both adult men, and to invest in them, to invest time, to invest prayer, to invest, to take the family to dinner, to invest in helping them in any way I can. My grandchildren, that same way. Since I'm a pastor, my congregation, to invest in them. Sometimes monetarily, to do things to be a help or blessing to people, to invest time for study and feeding them and caring for them with that. I want to invest in the house of God so that it doesn't become something I do just because it's my profession. I want my church to be something precious to me. So I invest in it. Invest in the building of it, invest in the upkeep of it, invest in these things with it. Missions, I want missions to have a good portion in my heart. I want to have a heart towards missions, getting the gospel into all the world. And so investing in that in a significant way. You see, God has very graciously given the tool of investment so that we can guide our heart. We need to realize that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. So we need to be careful to put our treasure where we want our heart to be guided. May God give you wisdom and application for putting this into play in your life and those areas that God will point out to you. Have a great day, and may the Lord bless you as you seek Him.